to sports now in the big football weekend. Nando DeFino joins us, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. Nando, I don't even know what I'm looking at here.
No, it's a total bizarre world right now, John.
I woke up this morning, Bills over the Patriots, 34-31. Lions over the Vikings, 26-23. Even the Raiders over the Jets, 34-24. Who would have thought? Raiders, Lions, Bills.
Yeah, it's an absolute, I mean, it's a fun kind of mess right now, but I don't think you could find anyone on the planet who would have predicted those. I mean, you could find a guy who was like born in Buffalo, spent his childhood in Oakland, you know, and grew up in Detroit and loved all three teams equally and would not have predicted they would all be 3-0.
That's great. Did you just think of that? That's brilliant. That is actually brilliant. That is actually brilliant. How did the Bills pull this off over Brady, who's been actually a record-breaking quarterback for the last two games?
Well, Brady threw four interceptions, so their defense is pretty strong. They just the last two games have had these crazy comebacks, and I think the Elias Sports Bureau said that no team in NFL history has ever pulled off two 18-point comeback wins in the second half, ever. Going back to 1950, I think, when they started counting.
So do you think, I mean, I think in the NFC Central, the Lions really do have some momentum that's going to be very, very hard to stop, it seems to me. But what about the Bills in the much more competitive AFC East?
Yeah, that's going to be tough. But, I mean, they beat the Patriots, which is kind of the – it's not like, you know, they beat three kind of iffy teams. When you beat the Patriots, that kind of, I guess, cements you as a legitimate contender. They could still be 8-8, but, you know, it's a very legitimate 8-8. And, you know, last year a team that was 7-9 made the playoffs. The Seahawks, they won that first round.
Ugly game last night. The Colts without Peyton Manning lost to the Steelers 23-20, but it wasn't very entertaining to watch. Did you check it out?
Yeah, I did. I watched it. You know, it's. I think it's going to take the Colts maybe a couple more weeks. They're not a terrible team. They got a lot of offensive weapons if they, you know, if they can figure out how to get them the ball. So I think it's just going to take a little time for Kerry Collins to get acclimated. And I think they're not going to be the worst team. They're not this bad, but, you know, they're maybe – I'm just going to keep throwing 8-8 out all morning.
And the injury-plagued Giants defeated the Eagles, and Vic seems to be out with a broken hand. Michael Vick, who was sort of the leader of the dream team of the Philadelphia Eagles, that now looks really, really doubtful over there.
Yeah, he's going to see a hand specialist today, and they're going to run a bunch of CT scans. The good thing is it's his right hand, and Vic's a lefty. But he said after the game, maybe I can play, maybe I can't. I'm sure they're going to try everything they can to get him to play, but I keep a close eye on that one. That could get very interesting.
All right, before we go, it would seem to me that these Kansas City Chiefs are really not for real after their loss to the Chargers 20-17.
No, and it's sad because they were like, you know, they were the Bills-ish team last year that came out of nowhere and did really well, and this year they're just, you know, they lost Charlie Weiss to Florida. So that might have something to do with it. They just don't look good at all right now.
And the Packers and Ravens seem really, really powerful and sort of unstoppable. Are they the sort of mainstream story right now?
Yeah, I think the Packers are. It's insane how much momentum they have brought over from last year. And you know, the Ravens every year they're good. It's just now they're, you know, they're traditionally a very strong defensive team, and now their offense is kind of hitting. So.
And tonight it's the NFC East on tap: the Cowboys versus the Washington Redskins. You want to handicap that?
I think the Cowboys are going to do really well. I think the Cowboys with Jason Garrett and that offense and then, you know, healthy Tony Romo, even though he's got the cracked ribs, I think
healthy
they're going to be okay.
Healthy Tony Romo. He does better when he has cracked ribs. Nando DeFino, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much.
All right, take it easy, John.